I am a waitress at Cherry Hills Assist Living and Memory Care. An average day at work entails me walking in, going downstairs to clock in, and continuing to go up to the kitchen to write down the specials for dinner that night. As residents begin to pour into the dining room, I get them water, get their food and drink orders, and bring it out to them. This continues until the last resident leaves my section, which is when I start to clean up my tables and reset them. Then, I usually have to clean the counters in the kitchen or dining room until I get to leave and go home at 7. We learned about many themes and systems in biology this year, and there are many connections one can make between them. We're going to start out with the nervous system. The nervous system is virtually the control center of the body, containing your brain, spinal cord, and nerves. The nervous system is responsible for pretty much everything that goes on in your body. Your brain is responsible for anything from making hormones to making sure that you're balanced and coordinated while you're walking. Your spinal cord is responsible for linking your brain with the rest of the nerves in your body. I use every part of my brain while I'm at work. I use my frontal lobe when I'm talking to the residents, and I use it when I have a plate of food in front of me, but I'm not sure who it goes to. I use my parietal lobe to walk in and out of the kitchen, as well as recognize residents' faces and place it with a name. My temporal lobe is used for visual processing, which allows me to see what's going on in the dining room and do my job accordingly. I use my occipital lobe to speak to residents, remember their orders, and even remember their names. The nervous system is able to maintain homeostasis throughout the body, since it is the control center. Since the brain doesn't store nutrients, it constantly needs nutrients from blood flow. When the body drops below normal temperature, receptors begin to stimulate and tell the brain that the body is getting cold, and the brain begins to raise its body temperature in various ways. It's similar to the immune system in a way. The immune system is the body's defense against infectious organisms and other invaders. When the body detects an invader, it has multiple responses that take place. One of these responses is the creation of white blood cells, known as cell reproduction. White blood cells, which are created in the bone marrow and stored in the lymph nodes, protect and attack foreign bacteria in the body. You may be asking, how does your immune system relate to your everyday work life? And that's a great question. I need my immune system to work on a daily basis to be able to stay well enough to even go to work. If I get sick and I go to work, I'm endangering the life of elderly people since their immune systems are typically weaker than mine. Therefore, it is essential for my immune system to be on its top game, especially at work. The connection between the immune system and the circulatory system is easy. Your heart pumps blood through a network of blood vessels and veins, which means it carries white blood cells throughout the body, which helps fight infection in various areas. The circulatory system consists of the heart, blood vessels, blood, lymph, and the lymphatic vessels and glands. Not only does the circulatory system pump blood throughout the body, it also consists of gas exchange. The blood carries oxygen throughout the body to the organs that need it, like the lungs and the brain. The circulatory system helps maintain homeostasis by sending nutrients and gases like oxygen throughout the body. I use the circulatory system at work because I need oxygen in my brain to be able for it to function correctly and for me to be able to do the basic things throughout the day. As I was saying before, the circulatory system sends blood, nutrients, and oxygen to the lungs. Your lungs are used for gas exchange, which takes in oxygen and pushes carbon dioxide out. The respiratory system connects to the biology theme of cell energy or cellular respiration. In order for cellular respiration to take place, your body needs glucose, which you acquire from food, and oxygen, which you acquire from breathing. The primary organ of the respiratory system are lungs, which everyone uses on a day-to-day basis. I have asthma, so my lungs work extra hard since my bronchial tubes are constantly inflamed. As I work, I'm walking back and forth through the dining room and kitchen, which means I need more oxygen flowing throughout my body. And of course, everyone needs to breathe. This was the most interesting unit to me in bio. I think that it's so cool that your body is constantly working hard for you every day, And every system is constantly working and moving and functioning all at the same time. I think the human body is an amazing thing, and all of the intricate muscles and vein systems and nerves throughout your body constantly working just to get you through one day.